case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I'm convinced that this is the thing of the past, that nobody does this anymore. I found under the guest bed in our house a box tucked away. And inside this shoebox, I open up and it's just stacks of all of my old basketball and baseball cards from back in the day. Because when I was younger, I used to collect sports cards. And when I was younger, I used to collect like those little Dairy Queen baseball helmets that you would get that you could eat Sundays out of. When I was younger, I used to collect those cups that you would get at McDonald's, those glasses. Remember the glasses that you could get at McDonald's back in the day? I used to collect all that stupid stuff and I would let it build up into these huge collections because I was a kid and I didn't have anything better to do. But I'm convinced that as an adult, nobody collects things anymore.
Okay. Rick says collector. I'd say it with me on the count of three, Gibbons. We say one, two, three. Hoarder.
No, listen. But I'm saying when things have value.
Ice cream. What?
When I was a kid, it didn't make any sense. But look at now, like Pokemon cards, as ridiculous as it sounds, they're worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
If some people that collect the Pokemon cards, they're worth could be hundreds of dollars. These things could be worth. But I don't think people do it anymore. I mean, convince me otherwise. Are there people listening, or do you know somebody that actually collects anything of value? I'm not talking about hoarding. Talking about an actual collection of something that is worth something that can gain value or lose value, like sporting cards. Remember, Pogs were a thing back in the day.
Stamp I don't think collections.
People, that coin too, collections. Coins. Yes.
I'm making fun because those were old people collections.
I know. That's what
why
I'm saying.
Like
they're
stamp
all
stamp collections.
Exactly. I don't think anybody does that anymore. Nobody does.
I still have in a Hulk Hogan suitcase.
Oh, God.
A bunch of WWF magazines from the mid-80s to early 90s that I have looked at a few of them and priced them out. And when I paid $3 or $4 for them, a couple of them I've seen are worth like $10-$15 a pop.
Okay.
So I still have them, and I'm going to wait until The Undertaker dies and they're worth more money.
Are you hoarding those or collecting them?
I think at this point I'm hoarding them.
When does a collection become a hoarding problem?
When you have it 30 years later and nobody's collecting it anymore, like you, Riggs.
Yes. Nobody collects.
That's when it becomes a hoarding situation.
Nobody collects anything anymore. Prove me wrong.
Because we don't. It's technology.
Exactly.
We don't need paper and cards anymore.
You're just helping me prove my own point.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Nobody collects anything anymore.
Prove me wrong. I'm like, we don't have to. We agree.
71037. All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.